Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 176 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? It's been an interesting week. Trump Care was shot down. Actually, shot down before it could even fly. The House saw they couldn't get enough votes. Ryan saw he couldn't get enough votes, so they killed the bill. Donald Trump was upset. And here's my question. How can you make America great again if you can't do it by taking away health care from the poor and the elderly? I mean, we got to save money for rich people's tax cuts somehow. No doubt Putin is very upset and shit rolls downhill. So, you know, Putin got mad, laid into Trump. Trump got mad, laid into Ryan, and Ryan is sitting there crying. You know, Paul Ryan was talking about how back in college, during keggers, him and his friends would sit around dreaming of one day removing part of the social service net that was actually paying for his college education. What an asshole. Well, that's that. It'll be back. They'll come up with a new way of doing it. Speaking of assholes, I saw a video of some Trump supporters, young, drunk college kids, white men. Imagine that. Chanting, "Build the wall," while on spring break in Cancun. Cancun, Mexico. They were on a boat in Cancun, Mexico, chanting, "Build the wall." Now, God bless the Mexicans who didn't sink that boat, who didn't poison those drinks, who didn't just beat the shit out of these assholes. But they probably didn't even know that Cancun was in Mexico. You have to say that this is probably that same level of intelligence that writes, "Keep the government out of my Medicare." Build that wall while on a boat in Cancun, Mexico. God bless them. One day, those college kids will be trying to take away any social services that may still be left by the time they take over, I think. I don't know. But anyway, trying to make America great again, some bitch. If you can't destroy healthcare, you can't make America great again. Where are you going to get money from? You tell them sick, old, poor people, them some bitches better just die because we need tax cuts. Damn it, Ryan, get your shit together. What's wrong with you? Speaking of Congress and a horrible job, which isn't it funny how those phrases just go together? Congress and a horrible job. So what is the deal with this Devin Nunes guy? Devin Nunes is supposed to be on the head of the House Intelligence Committee that is supposed to be investigating the ties between the Trump administration and Russia and the hacking during the election, et cetera, et cetera. Now, first of all, this guy was part of Trump's transition team. So right there, he's head of the Intelligence Committee, but you can't let him do the investigation. This would be like putting Coach Bill Belichick on the NFL rules team that investigated Tom Brady. You know, you can't, but yes, they can. So Nunes had to make a couple of, you know, unscheduled, sort of secret, semi-secret trips to the White House during the investigation to make sure he was investigating properly. He said he needed a secure place to read documents. Yeah, because there's nowhere else secure to read documents other than at the White House, the home of the biggest Twitter head in the world. Yeah, that's the secure place to go hide out. So we know what he did. He went, he told the White House what he found. He asked what should be his next step in the investigation. And the beautiful thing with the Trump administration is you don't have to call Russia because they're listening. And you know they're listening. I'm laughing because what the hell else can you do? We know that this investigation, Comey's investigation in the FBI might be legit. But we know this investigation by the House Intelligence Committee is going to be pure bullshit because Nunes has to go to the White House to clear anything before he says it. Yeah, that should be a good investigation. This is a beautiful thing. So we know Tommy Lauren, however she pronounces it. We don't want to know her, but we do know her. She is Queen Blonde Troll from Glenn Beck's Blaze Network. She's the little platinum blonde chick who says Black Lives Matter is the same as KKK and that white people have suffered racism in this country as much as or more than black people. And anti, you name it, she don't like it. She's professional troll. Until she made the mistake of crossing the line, at which point she found out, oh yeah, they're racist. They don't like black people or Mexicans, but guess what, Tommy? They don't like women. She was on The View. She said that she is pro-choice. She said that she believes in small government and small government should not be involved in a woman's womb or a woman's reproductive system or whatever. And as soon as she said it, banned, literally banned from the Blaze Network. She said that she would be hypocritical if she wasn't pro-choice in a sense, saying that these conservatives are hypocrites because they want small government, but not a government so small it can't tell women what to do. And they instantly banned her for calling out their hypocrisy. That is beautiful. The sad thing is that you know this woman's going to get a job somewhere else. She's going to get picked up by some daytime TV. She might be put on The View. The View loves controversial people like her. They had that other one from Fox News. They like the platinum blonde conservative as a foil for Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. Or she'll go to one of these other daytime talk shows or something, and you know, she's gonna walk away and make millions based on being a troll. What would be beautiful would be if she crawled back into the hole she came out of, mated with another troll, got pregnant, and tried to get an abortion in Texas. Because in Texas, you got to drive to get an abortion. You can't just go down to the corner Planned Parenthood abortion store. You got to find a place. That would be a beautiful thing. But it won't play out that way. She's gonna fail up. She's a troll. She's a horrible person. And she will fail up. That's how it works. Because we all know her name. And that's all the business is based on, is name recognition. But I think it's a beautiful thing. Whenever somebody finds out how they really feel about you. Clarence Thomas went through this. Clarence Thomas found out that he was a house nigger, but he was still a nigger when they did that sexual harassment investigation. Okay, Ben Carson's day is coming. No matter how much he shucks, jives, and coons, one day Ben Carson is going to go too far, or something's going to happen, and Ben Carson's going to find out, damn, I'm still black. Just like Tommy just found out, I'm a woman. Yes, Tommy, you are a pretty blonde woman, and you are there to do as you're told. You didn't do what you were told. Now your ass is banned. Granted, you will fail up, but it's nice to see it happen. A little bit of a reality check, shall we call it. While I'm on the topic of women, ladies, if you're planning on flying United, put your pants on. I'm sorry for laughing, but this is one of those stories, one of those situations that is so stupid. And corporations that get caught in this, you know, if corporations are people, then a lot of them are very stupid people. So you probably heard this story. If not, I'll try to condense it. United Airlines, there were a couple of young girls, apparently young teenagers, and one of them about 10 or 11 years old, who were trying to get on a plane, and they were wearing leggings. Now, we've all seen leggings, you know. They, on grown women, listen, on adult women, the fellas, the leggings boot combination pretty much is a can't miss. Sexy as hell. But anyway, women, and I've talked to women about this. I have one friend in particular. She loves wearing leggings, and she was explaining to me the difference between leggings and tights, which was really funny because she was surprised to find out I didn't know there was a difference, as I was to find out there is a difference. By the way, fellas, the difference is tights have the feet built in, as if we see the feet. But anyway, these young girls were trying to get on a United flight, and the gate attendant wouldn't let them on, said they were inappropriately dressed, and sent them on their way. The youngest girl had to put a dress on, and the other ones changed into something and may or may not have got on a later flight. Now, United's position is that they were flying on free passes. I don't know whether they were employee passes or what we call buddy passes. I used to work for airlines. When I was there, you'd get free travel and you get these buddy passes that you could give to a friend and a friend could fly free on standby. But there were rules with the buddy passes, and United's saying that one of the rules is proper attire. Now, in my opinion, this is where United screwed up, because obviously this was one gate agent who had a problem. for whatever reason, this gate agent had a problem with leggings, because leggings weren't specifically mentioned in the dress code. They mentioned things like flip-flops and midriff tops and stuff, but they didn't mention leggings specifically. So the gate agent, for whatever reason, this person had a problem with young girls wearing leggings and sent them on their way. And somebody overheard it and tweeted about it, and it blew up in United's face. Now, this is why I say corporations are stupid, because what United should have done was said, oh, well, we're sorry. There was some, we need to clarify our dress code. We're sorry that this happened, and it won't happen again. And, you know, take the hit for the one gate agent or whatever. You don't have to throw them under the bus by name, but you say, hey, we're sorry. It was a misunderstanding. We'll clear it up. Instead, United tries to back it up by saying this is a free pass dress code. And of course, a lot of celebrities on Twitter jumped on United. Notably, to me, was Christine Teigen, because Christine Teigen is a swimsuit model. Okay, let's keep this in mind. Now, Christine's a swimsuit model. And she said, I have flown United before with literally no pants on, just a top as a dress. Next time, I'll only wear jeans and a scarf. Well, Christy, you are a swimsuit model. Nobody has ever stopped you from getting in anywhere based on what you are wearing or not wearing. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. You are not the average person. You are not the average woman. You are a swimsuit model. You are professionally incredibly beautiful. And I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying, let's keep that in mind. There were other celebrities who tweeted, just looking at this one particular article I'm looking at, LeVar Burton got on him about it, and Patricia Arquette got on him about it, and so on. And United just made the mistake and kept trying to double down. Now, here's where I had the problem. Delta jumped in. Delta Airlines made a snarky little tweet about dress code. Delta wrote, flying Delta means comfort. And then parentheses, that means you can wear your leggings, with a little winking emoji. Let me tell you something, Delta. Kiss my ass, all right? You have the nerve to step in on this. First of all, you have same rules about free pass travel and dress code, okay? So you didn't catch it this time. It didn't happen to you this time. But don't act like you don't have that rules. Second of all, do you know how horrible your service is? Do you know how horrible your airline is? Twice this year, Delta has canceled or delayed thousands of flights because of a computer glitch. Now, which do you think upsets the passengers more? Hey, this little girl can't get on a plane because she's wearing leggings, or all of your flights are canceled. Delta, the nerve. Let me tell you, and I'm going to tell you right now, I fly United and Delta. Those are my two primary airlines. I fly United more. I am over a million mile lifetime flyer on United. I will be a million mile flyer before this year is out on Delta. So it's not like I haven't been on these airlines. You know what? They both suck, for various reasons. Now, the only reason I'm not coming close to a million miles on American Airlines is they're even worse. American Airlines' idea of customer service is, listen, you're cattle and we're cowboys. Get your ass in there, sit your ass down, and be glad we don't tie you to the seat with a rope. The airlines are horrible. Their service is horrible. All of them are horrible. They treat the passengers terribly. Yeah, occasionally you get someone who is really nice, and I acknowledge them when I do. I was on a flight recently. It was to Portland, and it was one of those overnight things where I flew up on Thursday, flew back on Friday, had the same flight attendant on both flights, and it was a Delta flight, and I told her, you are the nicest. It was unbelievable how nice she was. I understand airline employees are overworked, underpaid, they've cut back on their staff, you have to work more, blah, blah, blah. I get it, okay? But I'm saying, as a corporate culture, airlines don't give a shit about you. They care about taking your money. They want to charge you an extra fee for everything, everything. Listen, if you're an airline and your name is not Virgin America, you suck. So don't, passengers, customers, celebrities, ordinary people, etc., absolutely. When an airline screws up, jump on them. Get on their ass on Twitter. I do it all the time. I tweet when they screw up. But for one airline to knock another, Delta for you to knock United as if you're better? Delta has planes that are so old, I think that guy who spins the propeller to start them is out there on a ladder. I think he's out there on a ladder spinning the engine to get it started. That's how old some of Delta's fleet is. Delta charges extra for everything. Listen, I am a platinum flyer on Delta. That means there's only two tiers higher than me. There's like diamond and then there's some secret tier, okay? I have to pay extra to confirm a Delta comfort seat. Now, let me explain that. There are seats in the front of the main cabin or coach cabin, however you want to describe it, that have extra leg room. They used to, initially when they advertised it, was like a coach seat with business leg room. Everyone has it. I forget what United calls it. Delta calls it Delta Comfort. But anyway, United, I get it free because of my platinum status. On American, if you have status, you get the seat free. On Delta, even if you have status, you have to pay extra to confirm a seat in Delta Comfort. So Delta, don't act like you're some saint in all this, okay? I think people would rather say, hey, can I fly in a better seat for no extra charge if I don't wear leggings? I'll work with that. Get off of it, Delta. I'm having some kind of computer difficulties right now recording this podcast, so I hope it's all there. It looks like it is, but who knows? Sports. You guys know I love sports. You know I love basketball, and you really know that I love the NCAA tournament. I've said it over and over. It is the greatest event in sports, in my opinion, and any team can beat any other team. One and done. You gotta win. Sunday afternoon, the Kentucky Wildcats played the North Carolina Tar Heels. It was everything that's great about sports. You had two schools that are basketball powerhouses. North Carolina's won 5 national championships in the past. I don't know how many Kentucky's won, but they're both they're super powerhouses in basketball. Back and forth all game, lead changes. I think the biggest lead at one point, Carolina was up by 8 points. Kentucky came back. The last 7.1 seconds, North Carolina's up by 2. Kentucky brings the ball up court, gets a 3-point shot to take the lead by 1. With it. Now, Carolina runs back down the court, makes a 2-point shot to take back the lead and ultimately win the game with 0.3 seconds left. You could see everything you love about sports, the effort, the heart, the kids cheering, the Kentucky cheering like they won the game, then stunned when North Carolina makes the shot, then Carolina going fans, etc., going crazy, and the disappointment in Kentucky's face. And let me tell you something, the Kentucky players, Kentucky is known for what's called one and done. The NBA passed a rule some years ago that you can't go straight from high school to the NBA. So there are players who normally would have tried to make that jump, but instead they play 1 year of college ball. It's like a formality, and then they go pro. John Calipari, the coach of Kentucky, is the best at recruiting these one-and-done players. Listen, John doesn't even pretend you're going to go to class, all right? You just come to Kentucky, you're going to play ball for a year, and you're going to go pro. And he's had some great pros come out of that program. But you can't say these kids didn't care. These kids, even though the ones who are going to go to the NBA were in the locker room practically or actually in tears, was everything that makes sports great. Listen, the NCAA sucks. They take advantage of these kids. They literally make $1 billion off of these kids. But none of that mattered in the last 7.1 seconds. It was pure basketball and pure effort. And it happens in every sport in college that where kids give their all just for the win. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's what's great about sports. What's bad about sports, that same Sunday, the Clippers, my Clippers, my beloved LA Clippers, who had an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter and somehow managed to lose the game. Up by 11 points with 2 minutes left, they managed to lose the game. Chris Paul, their all-star leader, super point guard, said it's the worst regular season loss in his 12-year NBA career. It is what's wrong. It's you. If you want to talk about rich people not giving a shit or whatever, I don't know what happened. I didn't see the game. I was watching Carolina. I don't know what the breakdown was, but it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And that's what sucks about sports when a team loses like that. Clippers, I love you. You're killing me. You're absolutely killing me. Finally, okay, from love of sports to not even hate. I don't hate the Clippers. I'll always love the Clippers. Listen, I was there when the Clippers, when the idea of the Clippers winning a game, I was there when the Clippers having an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter meant nothing. You would still be there like, yeah, they're probably going to blow this one. So I'm okay with it. I don't hate them. But it was just a bad, horribly played game. Okay. The Raiders are going to Vegas. I was wrong. I said it wasn't going to happen. It looks like it's going to happen. The NFL owners voted 31-1 to move the Raiders to Las Vegas. It's all about the money, baby. Just make money, baby. They used to be just make money. Oakland fans are going to be all upset, blah, 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 blah. The Raiders move at the drop of a hat. But Vegas, again, just don't think it's going to be a good idea. NFL players in Las Vegas, do you know the temptations in Las Vegas? I mean, NFL players get in trouble anywhere, okay? Anywhere they can get in trouble. But in Las Vegas, casinos everywhere. Now, I know there are casinos in other cities. Listen, if you play for the Giants or the Jets, Atlantic City's right down the road. But this ain't like being in Vegas. This ain't like being in Vegas all the time. This isn't like taking a bunch of 20-something. This is a great idea. Let's get a bunch of 20-something-year-old men who are millionaires and turn them loose in Las Vegas in the prime of their lives. Oh, not just men, but physical specimens. I mean, actually, men at the peak of fitness in unbelievable athletic condition with bodies that women would kill for. But you don't just have a body women will kill for. That body's fueled by a few million dollars. Yeah, what could go wrong? There's casinos, there's hookers, there's going to be who knows what. And then you take the Raiders, the team with a reputation for being the most badass, undisciplined, pirate-filled team. That's a long time ago, but it's still the Raiders. And you put them in Vegas. What could go wrong here? This is genius. I love it. I'm good for them. Good for Las Vegas. Good for the Raiders. NFL, let's not pretend it's about anything else but money, and it's big money. So you're making a jump, and it's gonna be fun to watch. It's gonna be fun to watch. Let's see what happens. Finally, and I love this story. NBA players are hooking up on Tinder. Yeah, NBA players are hooking up on Tinder. Now, they said that it's easier. They used to, after a game, go to clubs. Then they got to, you know, deal with getting in the club, then in the VIP section, and they got to talk to women, and they got to, ladies have to pretend to play the game, pretend they're going to say no. Women have to get past that one girl in the crew who's the cock blocker, who's like, don't go home with him. He ain't no good. He a ball player, right? You had all that game. It took hours. The players would be out too late. Then we know how many stories there are of players getting into fights in the club, getting arrested in the club. They found a way around it. Just go on Tinder. You swipe right. She swipes right. She comes to the hotel. Boom. You have your fun and they move on, right? Coaches are happy. They can keep an eye on the players. The players at home. Players are happy. They avoid going to the club, buying bottles of Dom and all that nonsense that they had to do. The women are happy. They get to hook up with an NBA player. Tinder's happy. This is the greatest advertisement for Tinder ever. This is the greatest advertisement ever. Just sign up for Tinder, because that guy that looks like KD is KD. How about that? How about that? Yeah, that guy with the ears, that's Karl Anthony Towns. I know he's tall and good looking. Good for you. Good for everybody involved. It's just funny because I know, I promise you, there have been women on Tinder who have seen an NBA ball player, and I'm sure it applies to other sports too, hockey, baseball, football, whatever, and said, oh, this is a catfish. This is catfishing, for those who don't know, is when you put up a fake picture or create a fake profile and lure somebody in, right? They're like, there's no way. There ain't no way that that's Andrew Wiggins right there. There ain't no way that that's Kyrie Irving. That's Kyrie Irving? No, that's somebody used Kyrie Irving's picture. Guess what, girl? That was Kyrie Irving. Ask some questions, ladies. When you see the guy who looks like an NBA player, ask him what time he's going to work. If he says he's going to be busy from about 6:30 to about 10:30 at night, pretty good chance you got an NBA player. Ask him what color is his Bentley. See, it's kind of a trick question. And if he says it's silver with 28-inch rims, you got you an NBA player. You understand what I'm saying? Work it. Good for you. Tinder your asses off, you youngsters having fun out there. Boy, back in my day, you had to be creative. You had to come up with a lie. You had to be good. Now, swipe right. So to all, I offer a swipe right. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo asking who's paying attention. This weekend, once again, I'll be at the Laugh Factory here in Hollywood. I'm about to get back on the road. I'll be out there in April. But right now, I'm just working around L.A. Please check my follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll see my dates posted. I'm heading to the Laugh Factory tonight, as a matter of fact. Love you guys. Thank you. This is the Final Four weekend. If you don't watch any sports at all, watch college basketball this weekend, because this is it. They're playing for everything, and these kids play their heart out. Go Carolina Blue.